We want to draw your attention to one verse in this chapter 2 of Ruth. This verse is going to be the center of our discourse today. Want to draw your attention to the 9th verse. For those who do not have a Bible, will read it for you. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged you? Charge the young men that they shall not touch thee. And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn.
Maswago akaiba munda ajegao ndi kuatsata kodi sini la wauza nyamada asagukute ndipo ukamva ludzu muga kumitsugo ukamwego otunga anyamadao.
Want you to think as we expound the scriptures. Want you to think upon the message that we want to bring out today.
Neno tikamati tikupita chitsogolo ndifuna kuti mulingalire mozama kwambiri pa uthenga umene tikufuna kupatsa kumako.
That is Ruth's character exposed in the mercies of Boaz. So, as it were, the theme today is Ruth's character exposed in the sure mercies of Boaz. I would like to trust that you know the history. But we will briefly look at the history for those who may not know the history of Ruth, may understand.
Sobano tiangula molumpalumpa pangono za nthame imene kuti amenesa kudziwa nkhani ya Rute amveko.
Ruth and her sister Orpah.
Neno mtsikana Rute ndi mchemwali wake Orpah.
Had gone with their mother and father.
Adapita ndi mayi wawo ndi bambo wawo.
Sorry. Ruth and Orpah.
Mtsikana awiri amenewa Rute ndi Orpah.
Had been married to two sons. To two sons of Naomi and her husband. Because they had gone out of Israel in the time of famine into the land of the Moabites. There, these two women, Orpah and Ruth, became wives of the two sons of Naomi and her husband. And if you know the history, both sons died. So did the husband of Naomi. And now there is a mother left with two daughter-in-laws. And there was much sorrow and pain and conflict that had taken place in the life of Naomi. She had become, as it were, gray. And though she was not so so old, yet her countenance became old. She had much sorrow, pain, and so much that had taken place in her life. And she went back to Israel. We know the history. Orpah went first back with Ruth and Naomi. But then Orpah changed her mind. And went back to her country. But Ruth clave to Naomi. But just take notice that both daughter-in-laws loved their mother-in-law very much. But the heart of Ruth was knit to Naomi, her mother-in-law, because of the God of Israel, of whom she heard much of. And she went with Naomi. And now we come here to this history where Naomi and Ruth are together.
Okay.
We can imagine in a very small hut with nothing. No husband to take care of them. No father. But they were together. And here the story continues in chapter 2, where Ruth does not sit still. Ruth has no husband, has no father. But what does Ruth do? Ruth is a young woman. No children. And Ruth goes out to the fields very early in the morning to search for food. To search for something for her and her mother. So that they may survive. But this is not just a story of survival. This is not simply a story of how a mother and daughter-in-law survived the time. This is a deep story of trial and faith. And I hope you may come with today in your heart. And I hope you may find in your heart that which we will, that character of Ruth. Because as we go into the scripture, we must do self-examination. And maybe you think today, just the woman. But the man as well. We're talking about the character of Ruth. The spirit of Ruth. And we will see in here that it is the character and the spirit of Ruth which catches the eye of Boaz. For first of all, we see here that Ruth, as she goes out, that she goes out not with a haughty or high-minded character. She goes out seeking. She goes out seeking for that wherein she may survive with her mother-in-law.
amagafuna funa akaja kuja kuwakunga kamera kozo bangsa kuti yeye ndapongozaka kalimo.
What is she looking for?
Nde amafuna funa chiyani?
What does she go out to look for?
Kudala bila kunja ku namwali rute amakasaka chiyani?
Do you know what we notice here?
Kodi mukuzoli fela sindikira kuchani?
As she goes to the fields to look for fallen grain.
Yeah, madaka bila kumena kuwakunga kunga za mbeu za tili kuzimeleza agwa.
That her heart is with one purpose. Her heart and desire has one sole purpose. That is to have enough for today. To go out early in the morning to the field. The law and the rule in that time was when the men were harvesting, then those who were poor may go behind and find those in this case corn that has fallen, or rice or wheat that has fallen in the
fields.
Boaz had a massive land.
Boaz manga munholeme ari ndi chimunda chikuru.
And she came, but I want to mention this. You see it in Ruth's character here. That's what she's seeking for. Do you see that Ruth's intention is to take something that she may have?
Kodi mukuona mukhadola Ruth yemene pakuti mwina amasakasaka chita chake chimene ali nacho kale amakafunafuna chimene ali nacho kale.
Look at our characters today.
Taona makhadola athu lero lino.
And if we look around us, maybe you can search your own heart.
Mwina ali asakuza kuunguza mtima mwake paikha paikha.
Ruth was likely a very beautiful woman.
Ruth ali kumfotokoza apa dali na malo okongola kwambiri, mkazi okongola.
Ruth, there's other ways to make money. There's other ways to do business. Ruth, you can do other things to get more money. You know what Ruth didn't do? She didn't sell herself. She didn't give herself to the young men or older men. But Ruth, you must survive. But Ruth sought and looked for this where she may lawfully take care of herself. She knew that if she would go to the fields, the law of Israel was that she could lawfully take. And so you see Ruth's character coming early in the morning. And the men are a distance in the field. Harvesting. And she finds a corn here. And a few corns here. Hour after hour. Carefully, watchfully. She goes further and further. Finally, she has a little bag full. But she continues. What does that teach us today? As we search our own heart, and as we seek the character of Ruth in our own heart, what does that teach us today? Are you seeking Christ? And what are you looking for? As you go through this life, what are you picking up? Or what are you doing? Do you seek the fruit, fallen fruit of Christ? Of the great harvest of God. That he sent his only begotten Son into this world. And the great harvest on Golgotha. That he died on the cross for sinners. And that he is the great Boaz who has a mass harvest to be done in Malawi, in Canada, in China, and around this world. The mass fields of the gospel. But it's all rooted in the greater Boaz. And every so often, through the preaching of the word, bits and pieces
from.
Or do you think that this gospel is only for Canada? Or Europe? Or for one servant? No, you see, there were so many servants in the field. And they were harvesting. They were preaching the gospel. They were lawful men who were hired by Boaz. They were true gospel preachers. What do we read? In verse 4, and behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered and said, the Lord bless thee. A mass employment of men who are daily reaping the harvest of
Boaz.
It wasn't their harvest. They worked in the field, but it was not their harvest.
They
gathered it up and brought it to the barns of Boaz. And so the gospel preachers today are hired and called men of God. Those who God calls and says, work in my field and take my harvest and I will pay you. I will recompense you. The worth. And what is that? What is the payment? The payment, maybe one man had been working for months. Maybe there was a few men who also planted and are now in the harvest. And since they have been working for months and months, they receive a greater harvest. What do I mean by that? If you men would understand, if we were to plant one of these fields full of corn, and we would have to do all of the rituals. Two of us. And it took us weeks and weeks to do all the rituals. And it's ready. Then we take all the corn and plant all the corn. And we fertilize. Months pass. And finally the harvest comes. And we take a few other men. Help us with their harvest. Who do you think is going to have a greater appreciation of the harvest?
It's
the two who started from the beginning. Why? Because there was so much work and sweat done. God does not pay his servants, his true called gospel servants, with money.
Mulungu sama mulipira muntu mtumiki wake weniweni ona mtima ndi ndalama.
With big churches.
Komaso kuti chachaka chikaje chikuru.
With new cars.
Kapende kai murenye wani.
Maybe a private jet.
Kapende muno kandika ndege kaje kaje kuendera.
No.
Zabodze.
God pays his true called gospel servants.
Mtumiki weniweni wa Mulungu ama mulipira motere.
With peace.
Ama pasa mtendere.
And with a great harvest.
Komaso ama khandi zokola zochuka anthu amina kutemberuka mtima ama chiruka.
He a witness of the harvest.
Oseo amariya kadzoka machita ombolo kuti ndimandiresu ndikwaja uchacha.
So all these men are harvesting.
Nde amuna oseo mukuona kupita kukolo.
But what does this mean for Ruth?
What does this mean for Ruth? Zotanzwa chiyani?
It's remarkable.
Hey, so vesa zopfunsa katukena kana.
And what does it mean for me and you?
Ili kwa inu ndine zotipfunsa chiyani?
You may not be a gospel preacher.
Mukolo karini umuna sino lalika uthenga wabwino.
Maybe you're not sent as a missionary.
Mune ni osiro munthu otumikira ndi wachoka dziko lino pa dziko lino.
But do you have the character of Ruth?
Kuma niyo munthu akhalidongera Ruth.
Because Ruth goes into the field.
Kwa Ruth amapita kumunda.
And she may pick up.
Ndiya matola.
Little here.
Zimenza pesa zochepa yapa.
Little there.
Zochepa yapa.
She may be part of the harvest.
Yeso amachita nosombani yokola laich
for herself.
Kuti akajetseka pambali yake.
She may live off of the fallen grain of the field.
Yeah, matolera zokolola zochepa zimene zimagwa mundamu.
Are you following?
Munisatira nonsense.
What are you living off of?
Kodi ndiyo mukhala moyotani?
Are you living off of faith?
Mukumakhala nso kumatolera nso zachikhulupiriro chochepa chimene chikugwa mseumu.
Are you living by grace?
Mukumakhala mwachisomo.
You see, because this gospel that we bring to you today.
Fo utenga umukawona ngati kubweretsani pakati pano lero lino.
Is dropped here.
Ukugwa pano pano tukugwetsa sopano.
And little bits and pieces.
Ndoti zimapisi zimoti mwona pano pati zidutsa tukugwetsa.
If we were to expound this gospel fully to you.
Tidati tiufumudukule malemba mpaka mveke bwino pano.
We would be here to your death.
Ndoti kuzokha pano kulalika pa kudzafa kwa
tori. So full.
Chifukwa ni nkhani yekulu kwambiri.
But each Sunday.
Malamu unalo silika fika.
Little bits and pieces.
Tikapita kumalo makhati kugwetsa zidutsa roja pa ifeti kupita ndikolola.
Fall out of the gospel.
Ndira makhati zidutsa ra uthenga bwino tikugwa.
By who?
So you getting that is
who's doing that?
Aku gwe shoyimene that
the servants.
Muzira panga zimene zonde kuti ngorumikira mundacha.
And remarkably the greater Boaz or Boaz he gives command let it fall on purpose.
Nde muona unabonde kuti mwini wake wa munda Boaz awuza ocheka chakuti mukamacheka muzisiya dzidzigwa zina mwadala kuti anthu ofutika wena apezeso chotola.
He says to his servants let it fall when you have some hands full let it fall
amauza ucheka kaje kuti mukamacheka lolani zina zidzigwa lo manja mwanu muzilola kwamada zidzigwa.
And he has a purpose for this
pali choninga wapene.
Because he sees in Ruth that she is coming for the purpose of receiving the benefit of the fallen gospel.
Adawuza kuti apange zimene zifanana kuti mtsikana uyu Rute wabwera kuti adzapindule pa zimene zidzigwaso.
So she may eat and feed herself.
Kuti mwina akadye kupeza podzipulumutsira
pao. And her mother-in-law.
Mai ake so apango zake akapeza so mai.
Ruth, if you would just do your hair nicely.
Kuti ndiye mwira kauri mwina mmango konza ngoza sisi tano ngoneka bwino.
Put on nice clothes.
Kupasa bwino.
And be a little bit more charming.
Basiperaso nkumane kabwino mwana anthu akakuona kumukusirira.
What are these servants? Maybe one of these servants or these people in the villages.
Mwana mmodzi mwana anthu ogwira ntchito kapena anthu okhala mmodzi.
Will fall in love with you.
Akwaza kugwana nomu chikoti.
Then you don't have to pick up all of this anymore.
Nde nyoso mungafika sopotolera zimene zisichifuka mudzoti basi.
He will take care of you.
Iwo akusamalira.
Ruth, why are you going to the field?
Anthu akanamufunsa Rute kupita nanji kumudzi kuti mwana akatolera zimene.
Going to the village.
Tapita mmodzimo.
Go at night time.
Tapita madzulo kukada.
Ruth?
Rute.
Because if you go at night time.
Ifo kapita madzulo wezu ndako.
You will certainly find business.
Upeza ka business kabwino amene kwako.
Why work all day long?
Ifaje ndikuvutika madzulo akabala kutola zimene zizimu.
Go to the village at night.
Tapita madzulo wezu ndako.
Find business.
Kuti mwako kachita malonda abwino.
You will get double.
Wapa naso ndanza abwino kumene.
You see?
Kuone.
Why not?
Ndifaje ndikuvutika madzulo akabala kutola zimene zizimu.
Grace.
Chisomo.
I ask you and me today.
Ndikufunsa ninu ndine lero.
Do we believe
That we are saved by grace? Have you met this greater Boaz yet? Have you had eye to eye with Boaz yet? Have you been eye to eye with Jesus Christ? In your heart? Have you had a meeting with this Boaz yet? Watch what happens here. Boaz takes notice of her. You realize, right? Had she gone to the village at 11 or 12 o'clock, would she have found Boaz there? Would Boaz have taken notice of her there? No. Boaz wasn't there. I tell you, woman. I tell you, Christ is not in the village at 11 o'clock. He's not there. But I tell you who's there. Satan with his forces there. And even during the day, though he hides, so not to be so blatantly in the open, he's there. But if you seek to lawfully, to take care of yourself, if your soul is seeking a way of escape, if your soul is seeking to be delivered, to be free, go to the fields of Boaz. Go to the fields of Christ. There the harvest is
to
be. Be in the church where the true gospel is being
preached.
That is the harvest fields of Christ. Do you have Tuesday nights? Or in the afternoon, do you come together for to seek the greater Boaz? Do you know that Ruth went every day to the field? Every day she went to the fields. Do you draw out of this word every day? Are you going to the fields of Boaz every day? I tell you, if you don't go tomorrow, you will starve. You will spiritually starve. You wake up in the field. And you go to sleep in the field. Ruth did. She went every morning early as the sun came up into the fields of Boaz. Where are you? And where am I? And Ruth began to glean. So you began to survive off of the grace of God. Out of the mercy and grace of Boaz. It was all her survival. No more husband. Do you still have a husband? You may say, what do you mean? And I feel pain if you don't have an earthly husband. But I want to bring it to you spiritually. Every one of us has a husband by nature. Who is our husband? It's none other than Satan. We are born with a husband, Satan. Satan is the owl, the one who feeds us and takes care of us. But it's only a lie. He only takes care of us. And you say, maybe how? How can I see that? I want to tell you how. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe in the village here you're struggling. And you sit there. And say, how may I survive? I need to do something.
And in your mind you say, many others survive by inviting many. Or husbands.
Men.
Say the way of survival. To get another woman. You understand what I mean? And what's the worst of it? If you're not in the fields of Boaz, Satan is your husband. And he says, other people do it too.
And then I saw what
it's okay.
You wait, I see.
You have to survive.
You need to
be able to survive. Oh, that's actually right. And to another, he says, that cornfield looks so good.
And
it's not really right if I go tonight and take some corn. That would be stealing. But if I take some corn and I give it to
Satan.
Satan comes.
And
he says, but is it really so bad? If you just take 10, it's not so bad. You have to survive. Just take
10.
Next week will be better.
And then next week is in
I will have more. And I don't need to steal anything.
No.
Next week comes.
And then we
and then what? It's not, I haven't been able to survive yet. I need to do one more time. But I can't really. I did once already. Satan says, it's okay. If you do it twice,
it's okay.
You do it 100 times. And you say, I must go. But last time, 10 was not enough. I think I need 12. But is that okay? Yeah, because it wasn't enough last time. And what's 12 with so many? It won't even be noticeable.
Yes, I think it will be noticeable.
People go on. Sneak out. And that's how we survive. And I only give a couple of examples.
So
you know, and I know, where it lies, where the root lies. Our husband is Satan by nature.
It's
who we rely on in the absence of Boaz. But her husband had died. And her sister, Orpah, went and found another husband. You know the story. She was living in Moab. She didn't have to go to the field. She went back to her village. She found another husband. But she didn't need Boaz. But Ruth goes in green in the fields of
Boaz.
And Boaz, where does Boaz take notice of her? I said already, not in the village. Not in the places of entertainment. Not in the bars. Not where loud music is going. No, he noticed her diligently searching the scriptures. Do you do that? See, Ruth moves on. And she goes down. She moves the chaff. And she finds. And she carefully
puts
it. You and me. Do you take his word? Do you take his word in the morning?
You're
searching.
You're
searching. And then you see. And you take.
Food for the soul.
And
you put it through.
So you may take it.
Meditate
upon it in your heart. And you search again. And you see. You see more. And you take that. And put it in your heart. You know, later on. You know what she may do?
It took a little bit of time. But as she got further and further, some days later, she moved the shaft. What did she find? A whole hand.
The
more you search, the greater it becomes. The more comforting it becomes. Have you taken handfuls out of the Bible? Handfuls of grace? You say, I can live a whole day. Have you read a chapter or a verse? And you say, this will carry me through the whole day.
This
is a handful of
things.
And you have to look up. Who are you looking at? Who are you looking at? Are you looking at the servants?
No.
You're looking at Boaz.
Because
Boaz said,
"Come
on, Boaz." Drop it.
If Boaz has come to Boaz, what is he doing? Does he know?
Boaz have told them.
Boaz, what
they weren't doing it before.
Boaz
must have told them to.
Boaz, do
you think she began to have a love for the servants? Or for Boaz? She began to admire Boaz. That's the same today. I leave today. Maybe you'll never see me again. But I bring you a gospel of Jesus Christ. And the only thing you're going to be left with is a handful of grace of Jesus Christ. But there is nothing in me that desires to give you anything but by the command of my Father to feed the flock. And they were obedient. Why were they obedient? Why did they let Johann? Because they love Ruth. Because they love their master Boaz. It was a lovely command of Boaz. Boaz was their master.
Boaz, and
what he said, they did. Because they loved him.
Because
they knew he would take care of
him.
They couldn't take care of
him.
Or they would steal
him.
Because they're only servants. Oh, that's the servants of today who are true gospel preachers. For what does John preach? I tell you, it's not me. There is one who cometh after me, whose shoelashes I'm not willing to
loose.
See the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, the greater Boaz, is who you must fix your eyes upon. And you may go further and further. And then what? What happens? Oh, I'm sure Ruth, on her knees, as she was day after day getting these grains. And she saw in the distance the master talking to the servant. I'm sure she looked. And Boaz asked the servants, who is that? And Ruth looks. And she sees Boaz looking at her.
And she quickly looks.
Do you see her character? You know, today, we know something
Maybe you've heard it before.
Of
prosperity gospel. A false gospel. That tells you to go to him. And accept him. And believe in him. And take him. But is this the character of Ruth? Ruth, there's the master. Go to him. And say to him, I believe in you, and now you'll take care of me. Because your word says so. That's how it is today. They say, come to the altar. And accept the Lord. But Ruth never came. But Ruth, and the character of Ruth was picking up all bits and pieces of the word of God. And that was her comforting up. And suddenly, she sees Boaz coming to her. How do you think her countenance was? She saw him from a distance. And I want to tell you something. If your heart longs to
for a meeting
with Jesus Christ, if your heart longs for a meeting with Jesus Christ, he's very nearby. You can see him. I point you to him. Look up. He's there. Jesus Christ is there.
Yes, Christ.
And if your heart is as the character of Ruth, he knows about you. And I point you to him. But I cannot bring him to you. But he will come. For the kingdom of God is at hand. This is what John said. He preached. And he says, there's one who cometh after me. Who's greater than I. Whose shoe latch I am. And the very next day, John stepped back. And what did he say? See, he comes. See, he comes. Here is the Lamb of God. See him. Do you see him? Do you see him from a distance? I want you to look into your heart. Do you see the countenance of Jesus Christ? While you're picking the grain. Maybe you've gone to church for some time. Maybe this is the first time you hear the gospel. It could have been weeks, months, years. Or my prayer and my hope is that this very hour you are picking up his
and
telling him of the gospel of Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Are you like Ruth? Maybe you have to say, when I came here, I was not like Ruth.
You like Ruth.
As the power of the gospel comes to
you,
maybe you have begun to pick up. Maybe while you're picking up, you think back to the husband you had in
Moab.
And as you pick up, a tear drops. Like Ruth,
as
she went further and further, she saw Boaz. Looking back,
a
husband
was
dead. And tears dropped from her eyes.
As
she picked up these grains and put them into her
hand.
All alone. You. Who are you? If you look back, disastrous. What is my life being? Mess. Chaos is my life. One thing after the other. Nothing ever worked out. I have to look back. But if I look forward,
I don't see a future.
I
don't see hope.
Oh,
look at Boaz. He's there. And he's asking
the
servant, who is she?
I
ask you, who are you? As a servant of my master, I ask you, who are you? You see, these servants seem to know who she is. They take notice of her. They have already asked who she was. My master asks him, who are these people? And I know who you are. And I may give answer to my master. Because Boaz asks me, who are these people? If my master has to ask me, who is this girl? What must I answer? My master asked, who are these men? Who are they? What will you have me answer? What do you want me to answer? As a servant, as a slave. As a servant, as a slave. As a servant, as a slave. What must I tell him? What would you like me to tell Boaz? What would you like to tell him? What should I tell him? Who are you? Who are you? They said to him, she is the daughter-in-law who came home, came back with Naomi, who has no more husband. May I tell him in his presence that you are a sinner? May I tell him that you have no more husband, Satan? May I tell him that you are searching, that you've come early to search the world? The Lord knows. Boaz will hear. And is there someone here? Maybe many here who have been searching, who've come to the fields? What must I tell him? Boaz is asking now.
Boaz,
who are you? He's taking special notice of you. Because you're under the gospel. It's no accident that you've come here today. But you've come into the fields. And maybe you're on the road yet. Maybe you have not entered the field. Out of shame. Out of being scared. Not knowing what to do. Or maybe you're in the field right now, picking up little
bits
of the preaching of this word, and it's touching your hearts. What must I tell my master? Who are you? Who are you? Search your heart. Do you have the character of Ruth? By grace, have you left your husband Satan? I talk to you men as well. We must all have the character of
Boaz.
When we come to greater Boaz, or when Boaz comes to us, who are you? Servants. I tell
Boaz,
this woman, she is a daughter-in-law of Naomi. You know Boaz, Naomi, who came from
what?
Whose husband is dead? Who has gray hair? Yes. And the servants say, and you know what,
Boaz?
She comes when the sun is rising, she's already been for a long time. Many days she's been in the field. She's so diligent. She comes every morning. She picks and picks. And you know what, Boaz? She only takes one little rest in the house. She doesn't take a very long rest. You know why?
She knows if she rests too long, she won't get enough. You know, we want to take a holiday, maybe.
When I'm from a kind of holiday,
we want to take a holiday. And maybe some weeks go by, you don't have church. Funeral happens in the
middle.
Can't have church. I have clothes to wash. Can't go to church. We have too much work in the fields to do. We can't go to church.
Abos.
But Ruth knows. If I take too long of a break, tonight when it gets dark and I go home, I won't have enough. She diligently seek diligently for in them you will find eternal life. Do you seek? Do you seek? You know what the scripture says? We must know that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You hear? But who are you? Are you like her? You know, when they begin to tell her him who Ruth is,
Boaz
begins to fill with compassion. And his eyes on her. And he says to them, I command you to drop more than she can take. Be sure. Be sure. And then what? Then he comes to Ruth. Do you see him coming to you? You can imagine Ruth. She has a small bag of grain beside her. And Christ. He's coming closer to
her.
What will Ruth do? Maybe he's coming. Tell her to leave.
Choka. Choka.
And she's fearful. Go out. What is she going to do with her grain? Is he going to take that too? It's his field. It's his grain. He has right to it all. And I have no right to be on it. It's only by mercy that I may be on his field. And he comes closer. And closer. What happened in her heart? Her heart was beating. What's he going to do? And he says, stand up, my daughter. Stand up. You know, our text were, you know what our text says?
The
text before this, verse 8, says, then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not my daughter? Hearest thou not my daughter? Why? Why is Boaz saying, do you not hear me, my daughter? Because Ruth was on her stomach. He was talking compassionately to her. She didn't know what to do. She had her head in the ground. She knew who her husband, or her former husband was. She knew that it was by grace alone that she could be on the field. And she's terrified.
ndi ananyimata.
He's not going to accept me. Uyuyu
sandirola so ndibizimuna. Uya nditamagitsa.
And Boaz through his voice.
Ndi Boaz kudzera mmawa.
Says my daughter.
Ndi mwana wanga, mwana wanga.
Stand up.
Tadzuka tsopano.
Stand up. Don't you hear me?
And he says
that today
to
sinners
who
are embarrassed
and don't
know what to do
anymore.
Jesus Christ comes here
today and he
says, stand up,
my daughter.
Hear me. Jesus Christ is on the cross
and
he says, hear me, look at
me.
He finds the doves in the crevices of the rock.
He can't
see them.
And he
calls to them.
And
he says, my dove, show me your countenance. Look at me.
I can't
see you.
Your
tears in your eyes
fall.
Your dove wings are broken.
You've been
battered by the fowls of the air.
And
you're in a rock.
Cooing.
Lord, have mercy
on me.
My life is a mess. My life is a chaos. Lord, have mercy. Don't send me away.
John, don't send me away.
But I don't deserve to be here.
Shh. Shh.
My daughter.
Hear
me. Hear my voice. My daughter, stand up. Don't you hear me? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Do you hear the voice of Jesus on Calvary? Saying for sinners, I thirst. Father, I thirst.
For the name down for
you. Do you hear that familiar voice? Why is Jesus Christ thirsty? Because his bride, sinners, thirsting after righteousness. Stand up, my daughter. Hear me. Shh, quiet. What did you say? No, but no, not for me. If you knew my life, if you know what I'm into, you know what's happening in my life. No,
mm-mm, mm-mm.
Not for me. And the men say, if you know what's really happened in my life, not for me.
Not for me.
Shh, quiet.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what I'm into? Hear the voice of Creator Boaz. Stop your speech. Stop your excuses. What's your excuse for not hearing the voice of Jesus?
Sins
are too great. I don't have faith. I don't trust. Is that your excuse?
Shh.
Stop. Christ has paid it all. And he says, take my hands. Be quiet. Let me do the work. This is my field. These are my servants.
And
my grace is sufficient for you. And I could give you all the grain in
the world
if I desire. Because I am the owner. My daughter. My son. Stand up. He's come. He comes to sinners. He comes to fatherless. And he comes to the widow. He comes to them. And he says, stand up. Stand up. Hearken to me. Hear me. Hear my plea.
ine ndikukupa mphandiso monyongere mochonderera.
Do you know that Jesus Christ is a clean Christ?
Mukudziwa kuti Yesu panopa kuchita mochonderera tsopa?
Do you know that Jesus Christ in his gospel begs sinners to come?
Mukudziwa kuti muthenga wabwino Yesu amaita kwachonderera wochimwa kuti chionderera bwera.
What is his point?
Koma kuti mfumu yake nchiyani?
What does Boaz want to say to her?
Kodi chifuwa chani Boaz afuna kuti mukadzi amene?
Does Boaz say to her, as long as you need grain, you will have it?
Nde kodi Boaz adamuza lute kuti ukafuna chimanga chambiri ndikuza kukupata.
And if you ever need anything, come to me.
Ukafuna Yesu zibwera kwa ine, adamuza Yesu. Asiramuza Yesu.
You know what he says?
Adamuza kuti cha.
Let thy eyes be on the field.
Adamuza kuti maso ako akhale mmunda uwu.
Verse 9 our text.
Pa verse 9.
Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap.
Maso ako akhale pa amene akuchaga mmundawo.
Let your eyes be on the harvest.
Maso ako akhale pa zimene zikuchaga mmundazi.
Do you know what Christ harvested on Golgotha?
Mukudziwa inu kuti kodi zokolola zambo wa Yesu Kristo zinachitika pa Golgotha?
Let your eyes be on the cross.
Maso ako akhale pa mtanda wa Yesu Kristo amene adafera.
The harvest is done.
Zokolola zikuchitika pa menepopo.
Let your eyes be there.
Maso ako akhale pa mene.
Don't take your eyes off.
Musayose maso ako.
He says let your eyes be in the field.
Akuti iwe rude maso ako akhale mmunda uwu.
What does he mean?
Zvato zvacha.
Go on my darling.
Akuzori mwana wanga pitirisa.
Keep picking up.
Tamarolani.
Soon you'll get a little further.
Ukapereka tsogolo.
And you'll be picking up handles.
Ukapeza zina zochuluka sobane fanda kwenda wauza kuti asiya zochuluka.
He gave command.
Eh fanda wala muna kuti atitaya tsopano mwadada.
You know soon.
Sorry, pamene kurola kuno, kumene urola kumene nalisana na lamule kuno amasama rola. Ndi akurola kuno pamono ndi wazi picture.
Eyes be on the field.
Maso ako akhala pansi kuti yangana.
And go in faith.
Kutsogolako upite mwa chikhulupiriro.
Because the greater Boaz is owner of the field.
Chifukwa Boaz wankulu ndi munthu wakwa munda.
Harvest is his.
Ndipo sokolola zikuchitika ndipo ndizati.
What else?
Chira chiyani?
And go not after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee?
Ndakuti ndikuwatsara kodi sunakuuza nyamatawo kuti asaukhudze.
You know what this means?
Kuti mezi zvato zvichai.
Boaz is saying this.
Boaz akumuza kuti.
Ruth.
Iwe Rute.
Don't take the other field.
Usapite minda ya anthu ena.
Don't take other fields.
Usapite minda ya anthu ena.
Don't go anywhere.
Usapite soko munda wina.
Stay in the confines of my field.
Takhala malira munda wanga ukhau dzungurura mukhamu.
Stay in my field.
Ukhale munda wanga ukhau.
If you go to other
fields. Ukapita kwa wena.
You're going to be in trouble.
Ikakuti dzimula.
If you go find a field of a different Boaz,
ukapita kumunda wa Boaz wina,
you're going to be in trouble.
Eh, ukita zinokupya
kwa. Why?
Chifaja.
Why is this?
Chifaja.
Because this greater Boaz,
for Boaz uyo munda uyo,
has commanded his servants.
Amunda ake ala mukagare okololacha.
And it's the only gospel that you must hear.
Kuti ndi uthenga ukhau wabwino munenya kumdzimva.
What is that?
Zvonda zvacha.
If you hear the gospel from the servants of Boaz,
mukamba uthenga wabwino olalikidwa ndi Boaz,
you will hear.
Ndekuti mudzamva chonani.
It is by grace and grace alone.
Mudzamva mphakunena kuti ndi chisomo chokha ndipo pa chisomo chokha.
Our field that we harvest on,
munda wathu umene fatukolola,
as gospel preachers,
ngati anthu olalikidwa uthenga wabwino,
we're doing it for Boaz.
Tikupanga zimene zifa cha Boaz.
We're not doing it for ourselves.
Sino kuyibira njira kuti njathu
ana. How many people do it for self?
Ndi angapi ndi adatsegula mipingo akulalikira kuti wadye semimba zawo.
My church.
Mpingo wanga.
I am the founder of it.
Ine ndemwe wanga ndayambitsa.
False.
Zabuti.
You're no founder of any church.
Pali adayambitsa mpingo pa dziko lapasi.
Christ is the founder.
Yesu ndemwe wanga mpingo pa dziko lapasi.
And the church is found spread out of the whole world.
Mpingo ndafalikira pane mali mose chifanya chifune chake mwini wake.
Doesn't consist of a building.
Sizimpingo sichikoma chimene thawa manga.
It doesn't consist of a nice suit.
Ndipompingo sumayangana kuti mthava chovala chabwino suit.
You own nothing of it.
So sezo zibeka anthu pamaso pa Yehova.
You preach for the greater Boaz.
Koma timalalikira zabwino kuti Boaz alemekezeke.
He is the benefactor.
Kwa iye ayo ndiye wopindula mwishiro imene.
Doesn't benefit me.
Izi sizindimasapindiswa kwa
anthu. You may come to faith through the greater Boaz.
Nonsense munena kubwera kuchikhupira kuti mulungu anene Boaz amene.
I am out of the question.
Chifwa ine ndinacho.
I don't have the
ineyo ndibeso pinuka ndimalipesa panjira imene
Christ has.
Koma Yesu
ndimena I send you I point you to Boaz.
Ino ndikulozerani kwa Boaz.
And I vanish.
Ngoni ndi kubwoza ndikulozerani kwa Boaz basi ndikubona
kuti John.
Ndikumakusiya ndipita ndikumene.
Shortly after.
Kenapo
where's John?
Yohana likuti.
His head chopped off.
Yohana anangomaliza kulalinga zoni Yesu akubwera nguru yake udabudilwa.
See the Lamb of God.
Taona ni mwana wa Mungu akubwera.
And Herod takes his head off.
Kibaka tukabula mungu wake basta.
John is not the head.
Kwa Yesu muru wa Yohana.
But the Lamb of God.
Unalosa funikira mwana uri mwana wa Mungu akubwera ndio funikira.
Son of God Jesus Christ.
Mwana wa Mungu Yesu Kristo.
He is the greater Boaz.
Yeye ndiye wankuru Boaz.
He is the owner of the field.
Ndiye mwenye wako wa munda huu.
And he is harvesting.
Ndipo zokola zake.
And where are you?
Inauli kuti.
Jesus Christ charges his servants.
Mwa Yesu Kristo akwala mulo okolola mudacha.
The disciples.
Amina ndo kuzira ati.
Go and preach the gospel.
Pida ni mukabalikire zothenga wabwi.
To all nations.
Kuma iko onse.
Those who believe.
Amina ngakukubirire.
And are baptized.
Ka abarise.
Shall be saved.
Amina tsongole kubatizidwa atsamba
kuti. Where is Paul?
Kodi ngolo ali.
Where is Peter?
Kodi Petro ali kuti.
Where are these men?
Kodi amuna chari kuti kobani.
Where is Boaz?
Boaz ali kuti.
Where is Boaz?
Boaz ali kuti.
Here today.
Ali pano leo.
Did he come to your feet?
Pamene akufika mbase yanu.
Oh, you have such wrong thoughts of Boaz.
Muna mwini maganizo lako kwa Boaz.
You think that Boaz comes and is a mighty man.
Ndemo gazo mwe Boaz abwira ngati muthu akonkulu maso. Ucho kuopsha.
A man of high esteem.
Kuti muna akamafika pamalo edwa akukhala Joseph ita kuimina kuti Boaz ucho kufika. Kuma iye amafika mudzire sa mapazi
ya.
Amagwana.
See Boaz there.
Ndipo mwana Boaz soma.
On his knees.
Mukagwana mu mwana Boaz ogwana. Akukuza lude.
Hear me.
Lude ripetsera.
Hear me.
Univa kodi.
I have something to tell you.
Ine ndabudza kuza.
Come.
Tadzuka soma.
Stand up.
Taimirira.
And I give you a command.
Ndikubatsa chiramulo.
Don't go into other.
Usapita sokuminda yandu we.
Not.
I
not because he just wanted her to be in his field.
Sama ufuna kudulira ngokola mukamaka mukhamwaye. Muzoifanira muzokhaya muno moka.
Compassion and love of Boaz.
Chifukwa Boaz adaita chifundo kupasa mtima wabwino. Udagundika.
And he knew if she would go to other fields.
Chifukwa Boaz amazora kana kudulira pide minda yandu we.
They would take advantage of her.
Akanata kupesa kumwaya yandwena.
They were not the real Boaz.
Amina ya usana ya Boaz okoma mtima hayi.
Take advantage of her.
Akanapesa kumwaya.
Oh, what did Jesus Christ say?
Munga Yesu mena kunene.
What does the gospel say?
Lutengo abwino kuti yasi.
He says. He says, take heed of the leaven of the Pharisees.
Ndakunena kuti ino tachotsani chotupitsa nkati cha Farisi.
For they are wolves in their sheep in wolves clothes.
Chifukwa Afarisi wakumaoneka kuti ndi mphangala zoopsha kwambiri, zirombo zoopsha mazita kuvala zovala zachipisiku.
Go not after them.
Musawatsalire.
They will deceive you.
Akuna misa.
And that's today the same.
Nchimodzi mosendero.
Don't go after gospel.
Akula akulo ulali kwabodza musatsalire.
Require something from you.
Zimene afuna kuti akamukaba patsikana kanthu.
Money.
Ndalama.
Food.
Basi chakudya.
And worst of all those preachers today.
Ndipo yonyasa kwambiri chimene awalali abodza alero amachipanga
ncho nacho. You are working a secret sin behind the gospel.
Iwa jabara kalalikira kumbali kwa makhalu cha chimuni nala chinsisi.
Especially with women.
Makamaka ndazi maya zimamu mpingo mawo wonse atathana na.
Flee from them.
Athawe.
Be in the field in the gospel.
Inopita ni munda amene Boaz ali mukatole
mene. Glean there.
Katoleni mene.
You will be safe.
Mukapulumutsika.
Oh, your righteousness, your good works, your doing things for other people won't count for Boaz.
Musatai nthawe kudzuwerekera kuti ndine wabwino ndimakhabwino ndi anthu ndimapasa anthu zinthu zimenezo sizidzaphula kanthu.
For Boaz never received a penny for the grain.
Chifwa musaiwale kuti Boaz ifo chomthandiza mai yu sana ndepo ndamena iyo.
Not one kwacha.
Ngakhale wali kwacha.
Hayi. Not one kwacha.
Wali kwacha sana ndire.
For the grain he left fall.
Kuti ndiurazi zizi kukalandira kukarola rola udzindi pasa wani kwacha palile.
Jesus Christ does not look for you to pay for salvation.
Yesu Kristu sakufuna kuti inu mukamala ndira zabwino muthenga wabwino mulandira ndrama.
Gives it by free grace alone.
Akupereka muchisomo cha ulere.
And he calls out, come.
Ndabwira ndabwira.
Bye.
Ndabwira.
Milk and honey.
Mudzafike kuno muone komwe nkaka ndi uchi zokwenda ngati madzi.
Without price.
Kuna komudzandira zimenezi mwabwere.
Without money.
Simudzapereka ndalama.
This is his gospel call to us today.
Aba nimene uthenga wabwino kuti ndinali selelo lili.
And he says.
Aonena sokuti.
And when thou art athirst, when you are thirsty.
Go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. What a gospel. He says, you glean in my field. You know what he's saying? I want you to take this with you. The servants are taking the harvest. And so is she. She's harvesting too. From the fallen grain. Are you harvesting? Are you working for the kingdom of God? In your family? In the calling that God has given to you? Do you have Ruth's character? Are you as Ruth? You get to work in his field? As a mother? As a daughter? You get to work close by the gospel preacher, the servants? And you may take a great harvest? For God calls you. If you are saved by grace to work in his field, to go after the servants, and to harvest, what are you doing? Do you come together with the other women? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? Do you read the Bible to your children? Do you teach the others? Has God called you to that? In his vineyard? If he has, he's going to let handfuls drop. And you may take from the vessels of the men. You hear? The men have big vessels of water. Why? Why do they have big vessels of water? You know why? Because it's hard work. The harvest is hard work. And we get thirsty very quickly. Because of the dryness of the hearts. It's so dry. So hot. In the preaching of the gospel. Look around us. Thousands of people around us. A few amongst us. Who wants to worship today? Or do we have to clean our clothes? Who comes here today? For the gospel of Jesus Christ. We get thirsty. And last night at 11 o'clock, I was thirsty. And I said, Lord, give me a word for these people. And I cried out, give me a word, Lord. I'm thirsty for my own soul. Let me take out of the vessel of thy Holy Spirit. And suddenly the Lord gave me to drink this book of Ruth. And he gave me thirst, he quenched my thirst, so that I may labor hard in the fields of Boaz. You may take from the vessel that I brought, if you may be in the field of Boaz. For it's not my vessel. But I brought it here today. Because I'm working in the fields today. In the fields of free and sovereign grace. Are you thirsty? The master is commanded. Let Ruth take from the vessel of grace. Because there's enough for the men and for Ruth.
Zinduzi lu Boaz azona kuti nzokwanira kwa ine kumasora ali lula zitsa na yeso zimkwanira.
Boaz says.
Boaz akuti
when you are thirsty.
Mwakandirudzu.
Take from the vessel.
Tabita kumbiya zito kukona zicha.
That the servants have.
Kumene anthu anga amene kutiye shomu ndamuna kumama.
As much as you want.
Na weso kamwe mene kufuni.
Take from my grace.
Pita ukamwe yeso mu chisomo changa.
Says Jesus Christ.
Yesu Kristo akunena
amene. Says the greater Boaz.
Amene ndiye Boaz.
They're my vessels.
Kuti mbiya zanga.
It's my water.
Mimi madzi anga.
It's my field.
Mimi ndadzadzamo.
It's my Holy Spirit.
Mimi muni mzimu wanga.
Ask of my Father.
Takafusa
and he shall give you abundance.
Kuti adzakupasani zochuluka.
Seek and ye shall find.
Tamusaka sakati mbuye wanga mudzampeza.
The door will be open.
Tambokoda nemakhomo mudzatsekulidwa.
I go away.
Inandipita.
Boaz didn't stay by room.
Koma.
Boaz
sada khali sadachoka.
He had other business to tend to.
Anaso ndicho zvinona akachite.
I go away.
Nanesu ndichoka pano.
But I send the comforter.
Koma ndikachoka ndikusirani.
He shall come to you.
Mwina akona zokuro nozeni.
He shall comfort you.
Iya zabwera kuro nozeni.
That vessel of water.
Kana kwameyo adzadza vasombia zicha.
So Boaz continued each day in the fields of Boaz.
Nenthauzo se Boaz ankabwera kudzamuona kuti kure kankaza mene akurola yabe.
And every so often.
Ndise machitika kuti ngavini zimene zisi.
She looked up.
Amaraka yangana.
She didn't see Boaz anymore.
Sama muona so Boaz uchi.
But what did she see?
Kuma akona ndani.
A big vessel of water.
Akona swano mbiya zikuzukuza madzi.
Many of them.
Zamini mbi.
Like big vessels filled with cold water.
Ndizina limbiya zikuzukuza zodzana madzi ozizira.
She didn't see Boaz.
Boaz samone kaso.
But she saw the vessel of water.
Mama zwana mbiya samadzi kumene.
And I reminded her of Boaz.
Ndiye makumbuka kuti Boaz ananzonetsika mambiya zinezi.
Boaz said I couldn't drink.
Boaz adandira kuti ndikakandudzonetsika mambiya.
She went by faith.
Ndiye makumbuka kuti ndichikhulupiriro.
Because if Jesus Christ is revealed to you as the greater Boaz.
Chifwanga Yesu Kristu wa ulilo kwa inonga ti Boaz wankulu.
You have so little more time to work in the field.
Ndakuti ndino masana nthawi ino mugirebe nchilo munda amene wampesa.
But he will quench your thirst.
Koma iyeyo ndidzora halitsesa.
And hereafter.
Kena.
You will never be thirsty again.
So mzakhaso ndirudzu mpaka muyaya.
Oh, every time.
How is this?
I can see Ruth.
Nimaona Ruth.
Going a little further.
Akupita munda uchi.
Sometimes she was slow.
Pera mazaru asiwato.
Sometimes she would be her work would be slower.
Mazaru asimendedwa kuita nchito chomoto patsopa.
And she would go on and on.
Ndibasa kupitiriza mapitiriza
because she was in meditation.
Chifuka makala akulingalia mutima akuyankhwa zamamuro.
But as she gathered.
Koma kamata akonjika zinthu zicha.
The grace of God.
Chisomo cha Mulungu.
She saw the vessel of water.
Amaona sombia zichaza madzi zikutoko.
She drank.
Ndema pita mucho kamwera.
And she went back.
Amabwira yaso kuzatolaso.
No. She didn't drink and quench her thirst.
Samba pita kukamwa nkutesa ludzu.
And then go away.
Baso pabira kunyumba.
No. That's not what church is for.
Iya, shaji sima fraye kongeza.
That's not why we come together.
If sima kuma nafeza.
We don't come here to for 1 hour to maybe quench some thirst.
Sima bwira pano kuzatesa ludzu lathu.
And see you next time.
Basati dzakuma naso sabata yama.
Early in the morning.
Mamma kombi.
To late at night.
That night to be chino paka mazulu.
She took.
Amapita mwe mcham.
And the greater Boaz.
Ne Boaz wankulu.
Was gone.
Adala rabita.
But I can tell you something.
Kumabe kwaza kuza nzina lero.
You know what I believe greater Boaz did?
Mudzoni makhupira chani?
I believe once a day or maybe more often.
Nimakhupira kamodzi kapena mwana kapira kawi.
As he came.
Boaz yamara kafika.
As he came to the field.
Akabara kuzaona munda uchi.
And he said to his servants.
Ndikuwapeza ntchito wake.
And the Lord be with you.
Amazere mbuya khalena.
And he answered the Lord bless thee.
Ndiya mbuya khakuri mbuya kudalitseni.
After that he turned.
Ndiya mayanga nambali.
Where is
Ruth? Kuzulu lura jalikuti. Lura likuti.
She's here, right?
Kudali pano.
So that Jesus Christ.
Ndi amene mene sama jira Yesu Kristu.
Find you.
Iyeyo amakusakasaka.
But where is he going to find?
Koma ndiye mukampesa kuti.
Does he find you busy in the field?
Kodi yama kupesa ni mulika likiriki munda mugwire chito?
I want to tell you something.
Kandi kuuze ni kantu
kwe. It's out of the love of my heart.
Imezi ndukuza njoka basi pa chikondi changa.
Tomorrow.
Mawa.
Wherever it may be.
Muna tsimuna lirosa.
It doesn't matter if it's by your neighbor.
Sizo rando zakantu ngati zichitike ni mzanu.
It doesn't matter if it's in your own home.
Sizo kuma sirando zakantu zichitike muna makumba.
Doesn't matter what time of the day.
Sizo kutengera zichitika tsiku lili kana nthawi yanji.
But if you testify of Jesus.
Kumanga ndi niyo muchitira mboni za Yesu Kristu.
If you tell your neighbor about the love of Boaz.
Ndi mwa uso mwa kuyandikira ndi za chikondi cha Yesu Kristu.
If you sing in your heart.
Mukamayimba mu mtima mwanu.
And you tell your children about the love.
Kumanga uza ana za chikondi cha Yesu Kristu.
you will be in the field. And his eye will be on you. And you will be blessed. And tell you the truth and lie not. But if you must go to the borehole tomorrow to gossip about your friends, he won't be there. And your life will continue to be a mess. You will be at the gate of Satan. If you must go into the village tomorrow or tonight, you must go into the beer tents. You won't be there. And you will find misery on your path. Be in the field of Boaz. I want to tell you something. For when the harvest was done, Boaz married Ruth.
Boaz, come on, is it that
time to go in there? Although we should just go on all day long. The love of Christ is here. In the field. Looking at Ruth. Maybe on the road yet. Maybe coming to the field. Oh, but maybe there's some roots that have just started taking from the word today. A few grains in your hands. A little bit of hope. Just a little bit of hope. Does your heart say today, there's hope? Have some grain in your hand. Is there hope? Is there hope for me? Is it true? Can I be saved? And after the harvest, Boaz married Ruth.
Boaz, anam kwa dilangkazo ya Ruth.
After the harvest here on this earth, is the great marriage feast. Jesus Christ will finally completely marry his bride. And his bride consists of all of the roots. And all of the time entered into the field. Are you a Ruth? Look in your heart. As you are crying out to be like Ruth, fear not. Don't be afraid. You have to say, my life is not like Ruth's. What do you think Ruth's life was like in Moab? Do you think she was working in the fields in Moab? She had a husband. And because her husband worked, she could go to the market and buy new skirts. She could go to the salon and put new hair in each time. She could go to the borehole. I spent hours talking about
this.
That had nothing to do with
me.
While her husband is at the beer tent.
You
see? Does your life look like Ruth's? Do you have to say, But I don't feel like I have a character like Ruth's. Ruth's character was like, you are my character. But outside of grace. But now Ruth is in the field of Boaz. And she's working hard. To take all of the graces of Boaz. And she may quench her spiritual thirst. You. This place.
Maloa.
This afternoon.
Masana.
What are you going to do?
Mubangajati.
What are you going to speak about?
Mubangajati.
Who are you?
Mubangajati.
And are you in the field of Boaz?
Mubangajati.
Call out one more time.
Mubangajati.
If you're on the road.
Mubangajati.
If you're near the field.
Mubangajati.
But you have to say, I'm not in the field.
Oh, the harvest is getting to an end. Maybe tomorrow the harvest is finished. The last souls on earth are saved. And God is finished with the harvest. Oh, I have to tell you something. If the harvest tomorrow is finished, if the harvest of God is finished, and everyone is brought in,
finished.
Done.
Quata.
No more field of Boaz. No more gospel. No more preaching. No more servants. It'll be finished. And if God finds you outside of the field, if he finds you in the village, if he finds you in other fields, in a false gospel, finds you there, you will have no more time to get to Boaz. It will be finished. And it will be eternal destruction. Eternal hell fire with your first husband. Eternally in the pangs of death, in the pangs of horror. And that's why we call out to you today. Go to the field. Go to the field of
Boaz.
He will have compassion on you. He will see you. If you're in the confines of his harvest field, get there today. He will see you. He will say, daughter, hear me. I will lift you up. And I will feed you. And I will quench your thirst. Have I not commanded my servants? Every time you come under the true preaching, my servants will help you quench your thirst. Then you may hear of the peace of God. You may hear of the glory of God in the true preaching of the word. You may hear about his precious blood that cleanses from all sin. One drop in your heart is life. How precious is this blood? You will hear of his mercy. Quench your thirst. You will hear of his long suffering. Thirst will be quenched. You will hear of his pierced hand and his wounds. You will hear of the stripes which ripped open his back. And by faith you may take your hand and upon his back and feel the ripples of the whip because of your sin and my sins. And he, and it's tender and soft. And his voice. I did this for you. Hear me. Stand up, God. Drink. Drink from the well. The well of water. Flowing from my heart. I am a well springing up with fresh water. And never stops. And I refresh you. All of my graces. Come. Come, says David. Come to the house of the Lord. Let us praise his name. Let us glorify him. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And let us give him glory. Tomorrow we can do the wash.
Mawa kuzo kaudu tsiku mamwina kushedwa
kulikaluka.
Mwina nu mawa sumzafika kumuna mwe.
My filthy clothes are done.
Ndea abalatu akufate hii.
Tomorrow we will work out in the fields.
Mawa ulikuza urira kwaja munda ubezo basi wa
malizi. In a literal sense.
Kama ubezo basi musinduzina.
Tomorrow the children can go back to school.
Ana mawa kuzo sukuru.
But today.
Kuma leo.
There is life here offered.
Pali moyo lero kupeleke ndo kwai.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Mudzina la Yesu Kristo.
Don't delay.
Musajedwe.
But flee to the field of Boaz.
Koma thawirani kuma munda wa Boaz.
And if you're in the field of Boaz.
Mbaka muri munda wa Boaz.
Look up.
Tanga nani mwamba.
Do you see?
Mukona ndas.
Do you see Boaz?
Mukona Boaz yo.
Or do you see the water pot?
Kabana mukona basi zimezi zokola.
If you must drink.
Angare mumwe.
Take.
Imwani.
Take from the fresh water of Jesus
Christ. Tamwani mumadzi abwino a Yesu Kristo.
Refresh yourself.
Tadzitsuka inoka.
But there is more grain.
Koma pali zambizo limkusa kutola zakudya pasi.
More harvest.
Pali zokolola zambi.
Maybe these children.
Muna swa nayi. Afuna muna rakololina.
Will you be part of the harvest?
Kodi anani mukana gula rokolola.
Are you going to be part of this?
Mabonzeka mukana gula rokolola.
Are you going to be in other fields?
Kabere numbira munda wili.
Telling lies.
Kugana ama kwene.
And deceiving people.
Magar na misa.
Are you going to be part of the harvest of
Chapter? Kodi mukana umbali ya namina kokola kuna kwaya zunda.
Woman.
Inwasma.
Amen.
Inwasma.
Are you part of the harvest of Chatsunda?
Mukana umbozi man hamene mukuyana shoyo kokola kuna kwaya zunda.
If there's 20 souls.
Yori musindani yoya wa.
Or 50 souls.
Ngari kuri miyo 50.
They need to be saved by grace.
Imene kulorira kuri mutsira mayi somo.
Are you part of the harvest?
Mwasa kauri mukhaina mmodzi mathu mukhaina mene kuri mutsa.
Maybe as a servant taking down in great strife.
Mwina ngati somene amuna aja kugwira njiro chesha zokolola munda. Kapi mwe ndinwa mai. Mwina kumadole. Mezo kugwa musimbo.
Feeding the children.
Munda of Boaz.
Tell you something. That the fields of Boaz today.
Munda of Boaz
has servants. And handmaids.
And
tell you one thing. Those servants. Are not pastors. Prideful. And prophets.
Prophet.
And so-called men of God.
Oh, I don't show you the mutwa mulungu mwana wa mulungu mwana wanga mwana wanga daddy mami mari daddy.
Simple slaves obeying the command of Boaz.
Amina kubira njilo munda ma Boaz ndi anthu odzichepetsa kwa mina kumvera mwana wa Boaz.
When the handmaidens come.
Ndi akati anthu hera abwera modzichepetsa kwa zakuti nochi.
For what?
Kuti adzawa zamipe mati.
The servants come to.
I'm probably sure I'm going to see this.
Stand around the water pot.
I'm a car now. Zoom them. Yeah.
Talk about who?
What was that?
Boaz.
But the Boaz is done.
Because Boaz is everything to them.
If what Boaz is the you see me.
Because Boaz is their love.
If what Boaz is the one.
They tell the handmaidens.
Yeah, but who's that? I'm not
going to. It is that Boaz gives them to reap.
Kuti fere Boaz akati ndi mamuno dza kuti chizo kolola.
And Ruth comes.
Ndi Ruth adabwe yasumu.
He said he came to me too.
E Ruth adabwe yasumu zakhala.
And this is what he told me.
Zina da Ruth.
He said hearken my daughter come.
Ndi mwana wanga akabwera kuno.
And the servants.
Ndi okule chiwa kuti.
They can get over.
Ah, sanga pitize kupanga zimene Boaz ana hosi. Sanga pange zimene Boaz ana hosi.
Ndani
nyume. Wa muna reka. Ani.
Because Jesus Christ doesn't want children to go lost.
She fuga Yesu Kristo zafuna hana ino mukaso chere.
What is calling children? To come to him.
Kubwera kwa iye.
To stand up.
Kuti mudzuke.
And believe in Boaz.
Mukuvile kwa Boaz
amene. From the water.
Mumwe mabadzi amene otesa lutu.
You're going to come together here.
Mukoza kukumana tsumwe wose pa.
With a round table.
Muna kukhali gome.
And have the Lord's supper.
Ukhala muna ndi ngonero.
And all of you are equal.
Muna nonse mulofana.
No pastor.
Alibembusa.
No prophet.
Alibembomprophet.
In this beautiful building.
Ndemune nyumba chokongola kombi.
Because Christ is here.
Formula Yesu lamene.
Because this building is filled with the love of Christ.
Chifukwa nyumba imene iyi ndodzadza ndi chikondi cha Yesu.
Not a borehole.
Osali kunjigo.
Where we gossip.
Mbere makanama.
Not the fields.
Osali munda.
Where we talk about each other.
Kumwere makanama mbozi mena nimza.
The building project.
Fali bosoma kumene tukumanga nchilo zina ndizazi ba mumanga nyumba yona wa
Orange Chatsunda.
Osali kunsika waje zunda.
Loud music bang.
Enyu gu mangazi.
And Satan dwell.
Sarana makao mene.
So you're going to come around.
Some believers.
And
men and women.
And be equal.
And
serve the Lord in the fields of
Boaz.
And drink in the love of Christ.
And
I hear one of you say to
me,
Jesus Christ is my love, my precious gem. He is the chiefest above a thousand. He, his locks drip with oil. His eyes
are
so comely. Altogether lovely. This is my beloved. He's coming skipping over the mountains and hopping over the hills. See, he comes. And he is altogether lovely. He's my love. I love him. Because he loves me. This your Savior. Do you know Boaz? Oh, I call out to you again. Be in the field of
Boaz
and drink of the love of him. And your mouth will overflow of the love of your husband, your heavenly husband. Your mouth will overflow of your heavenly father. Your mouth will overflow of your Savior, the one who rescued you and gave you life. Lord, bless this. And I tell you all, if you are in the field of
Job,
then Boaz calls out to you today and says to you, this is a promise.
And
this is a lovely command. If you recognize yourself in the
Boaz,
with a character of as Ruth has, then my master says, tell them, let their eyes be on the field that they reap. Let your eyes be in the field of Boaz, and go after them, for he has charged me and all gospel preachers, all the young men, not to touch thee, because he's going to marry you, and you shall not be touched with any other gospel than Jesus Christ alone, your Savior. Go in peace with him. Forget me. And when thou art thirsty, souls in the field, then Jesus Christ, the greater
Boaz,
invites you to drink from the water that I have drawn
from
this word today. May the Lord bless
it,
your soul, for his great name's sake. Amen.
Amen.